Can you give us a brief background? What connections did you had with Brownsburg?
I was born there.
Okay.
I was born there.
What date? What date were you born?
1903.
Okay. 1903.
That's right.
What month?
April the 23rd.
April? The 23rd. Okay. And you were born in Brownsburg?
Yes.
Do you know where? What was your birthplace in Brownsburg?
You know where, not in the hell of me.
Oh.
remember him. That was Upford, was Reverend John Peters' father, uncle. You remember the Peters?
Yes. Miss Carey, I remember
Carey and Margaret and Lloyd was in Baltimore, but he's passed now. But I can't put it together now.
Now, who were the people? I think this last name was White.
Huh?
What were the people, their last name was White? And they lived all around that road. They lived where the Tillerys live now.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think. They used to drive that Model A or Model T and had a sign.
White, I can't remember.
Can't remember. Okay.
Can't remember.
I think they did. What they were thinking.
Maybe that was after I had gone.
No,
from
down
after I was gone.
Okay.
So Virginia Gilmer and all of that bunch.
Now, who was Miss Virginia Gilmer married to?
I can't think now what her foot, but she married Mr. Wilson White, was her second husband.
Now, didn't they have a son?
Mr. White, Mr. Wilson White had a whole lot of children. That was his second wife.
Okay.
Serena was his first wife.
Okay.
And they lived in Augusta County.
Okay. But it was somebody that lived around there in New York. For the children here. I think of who they were.
And the Lynn people further on out that road,
yes,
were grasshoppers.
But she drove, they drove a Model T. And the boy always rode in the back, rumble seat. So that might have been after you left.
Because I think we left at Townsburg. I was about 12 when we moved to Augusta County, down here in Sandy.
Okay. All right. That's Brown Street when you were 12.
I wasn't that old. I was about 10 or 12.
Mm-hmm. And she gave us the knowledge of the future. Did you attend the school? Did you go to school?
That's where I went to school.
Okay.
To donate me 10 buckets, molasses buckets. That was where I first went to school.
And what grade did you go?
Until about when I left Francisville, I couldn't been more than in the fourth grade because I went to school in Augusta County after we moved.
Okay.
And I got up to the eighth grade.
Now tell
tell us that little story again about the teacher?
Mm-hmm.
What was the story about the teacher?
Margaret.
Yes.
Well, we had this big stove, you know, the kids gathered around it, and you sit on the benches and things, and the school teacher's name was Blaine. You ever hear of him? Of her, her Mr. Council. Well, what that's who we're teaching them. And these kids all go around the stove, and Miss Blanche told us to take our seats. And I was sitting up there. I was always mousy, you know, but I can't do it now. And I said to Margaret, I said, she's just an old fool. Margaret said, she went, and Miss Blanche, you know, she said, Eddie Jackson calls you an old fool.
Eddie Jackson was your maiden name.
That was my maiden name. Well,
then you named it Eddie Jackson. Incredible.
Gilmore.
Oh, Sam Gilmore.
I'm gonna make him go fast, you know.
Smith's shop, I think.
Mm-hmm.
No, the Blacksmith Smith's shop was up on Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of them. Didn't it have one right there where the old store was? Where Lucas store.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And you turned.
Yeah. When she said Lucas, you know what she's talking about? The town
Lucas was up on one side, and Cripples were on the other. And Bowser was up the street. Jim Bowser.
Yeah.
They were, I can remember all that.
Do you remember anything about the slave quarters?
What?
Do you remember about anything about the little house down, I believe it was owned by Patterson, called Slave Quarters?
It was a little small Abby Patterson.
Yeah.
That went around for a while.
He was for a great thing.
Like, for the island, he was
right.
Right.
Yeah.
I can remember.
Yeah.
But I think
Do you know who lived there?
Huh?
Who lived there? Do you know?
I think it's called Mr. Rufus Patterson, was the man, and Miss Eddie was his wife. They lived in Little Spring, down at the where we used to go down and get water from school. And everybody drank out of the same cup.
Okay. All right. Oh. Well, you went there in the 1930s and 40s, so this is just about history. For that part. Any business at your time that was in Brownsburg, do you remember?
Any ministry?
Business.
Business.
Uh-huh. Do you remember any businesses? When y'all came to Brownsburg, we were considered free slaves. anything else.
Yeah, I purchased the land back in those days.
You know, I know that a lot of black families still have property in Brownsburg and so forth.
I don't know how they call how they purchased it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But most of the did you own property? Did your family own property? My father owned property.
Okay.
But what I was telling you about was Isabel and Bill. Now that's where I was born.
Oh, okay. Born. Okay.
Are you talking about Isabel Carter Sykes? Sykes? Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was president in that. Now that's where we live. And then down there's a hotel down across here and over there. My grandmother lived down in the down next to the creek.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, a little branch.
Yeah.
You remember that?
I don't remember, but I remember going through that field. There's old stops where it might have been houses or whatever. There's stones and things.
And then up on the hill with a peach orchard. Do you remember that?
No, that was before. You remember that, Betty?
Mm-hmm. She wouldn't remember that, I don't think, all types of things.
I can remember something when we used to go exploring, and we'd find different pieces of foundations for old houses and stuff, you know. Yeah, out in those fields and everything, you know, I do.